This goes to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Marion, M-A-R-I-O-N, Arnett, A-R-N-E-T-T, date of birth 10-29 of 1959. Dear Dr. Holmes, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Arnett with diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and microalbuminuria. His last visit was 1 year ago. He has felt well. His weight is unchanged. Blood sugars are fluctuating, but he believes they've been in better control for several months. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the chlorthalidone, 12.5 milligram daily, and lisinopril, 20 milligram daily, in addition to his other routine medications. Physical examination, weight 171 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 70. Pulse is 72. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 7th of 2022. His creatinine was 1.1. With estimated GFR greater than 60. Electrolytes are normal with a potassium of 4.2. Albumin is 3.3. Calcium, 8.8. His hemoglobin was 11.7. Platelets, 506,000. Hemoglobin, 15,000. We have a microalbumin to creatinine ratio done September 30th, 2022. And that is elevated at 175. Assessment and plan, diabetic nephropathy with preserved kidney function and microalbuminuria that is stable and treated with lisinopril, hypertension currently at goal. The patient will continue to get lab studies done every 6 months. He'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet. He'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.